Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The City of Northfield's current contract with Dick Sanitation expires March 31st. A majority of councilors in the EQC have been advocating adding organic food and wet waste pickup. Utilities manager Justin Wagner explained some suggested changes to the contract.
The brush collection, which would be commingled with the organic food wet waste, staff has provided a price for that. An item with this is that it would have to have every resident in the program for it to be offered at the rate that is provided within the contract.
That rate would be an additional near $8 a month. An annual audit would be required, wherein one garbage pickup route per year would be weighed and assessed for cost to get an idea of the amount of waste Northfield is producing. White goods, such as appliances, could be picked up curbside. They're looking at a 5-year contract with rates going up in 2021. Part of the discussion included allowing smaller bins, such as 20-gallon. Councillor DeLong did not like the idea of everyone having to buy into the commingled brush and organic waste. Wagner said there's potential of garbage pickup every other week to help lower the cost. Councillor Peterson White was interested in figuring out how the city and councillors could encourage people to use the organic wet waste option. Administrator Martig said this morning,
"We even talked about, is it realistic between now and the end of the month to get that done at the end of March?" The mayor said maybe we need to do a short-term extension to give us a little more time, so certainly we want to get it right.
DSI representatives were on hand. They want to be good partners and are amenable to working through any issues. There was no vote last night. Mayor Pownell and Martik's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. Dundas Administrator John McCarthy is retiring and his position has been posted. Council last week approved the job description and timeline, and David Drown and Associates posted it. The city of about 1,570 residents has a budget of $2.5 million for 2019. Applications are being accepted through March 12th. Finalists will be selected by the City Council by April 8th, with final interviews expected May 1st and 2nd. The decision to cancel schools was made last night, and drivers continue to deal with snow-covered roads and lowered visibility. This will mark the 8th day of no school for Northfield. The school board built in 9 days before the students have to make up days at the end of the year. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn urges caution on township and county roads. Looking at MnDOT cameras, the main lines, though plowed, still have snow on them, and visibility will remain a problem until this lets up later this afternoon. Northfield is under a snow emergency. For those details, go to our website, kymnradio.net. Do expect intersections to be slick and give yourself plenty of room. And next Wednesday is Bus Driver Appreciation Day. They are on the front lines of keeping our kids safe. Benjamin Bus Manager Jenna Dardis said that every August, Benjamin Bus has a meeting and party for their drivers where they give out awards. She adds up the years of safe driving.
So this year we have 400 years of safe driving that are out on the road picking up our students. So I'm very proud of all the drivers that we have at Benjamin Bus Northfield Lions, and they do a tremendous job.
This winter has tested everyone's nerve to get out there. To add children into the mix means safety over anything else. News from around the state is next.